I'm Dimitri Perizzo.
And I'm Dylan Evans.
And you're listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio. If you ever find yourself taking a stroll through Rittner's Hall of Fame, you may notice a name by Jerry Royce. Royce guided Rittner's baseball team to back-to-back state titles in 1966 and 1967, the program's only state titles to this date. Following high school, Royce pitched in the major leagues from 1969 to 1990 when he retired, amassing a record of 220 and 191. Royce played for 8 different teams during his 2-decade career in the majors. After being drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals,
you know, it was a bit of a surprise because the Cardinals kept themselves in the background. I was shocked when I learned that I was drafted by the Cardinals in the second round.
He rose to the National Hall of Fame as a member of the LA Dodgers. Royce also pitched for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Houston Astros, California Angels, Chicago White Sox, Milwaukee Brewers, and the Cincinnati Reds.
Royce's greatest success came as a member of the LA Dodgers. It was as a Dodger that Royce tossed a no-hitter against the San Francisco Giants in 1980. Royce was a pivotal member of the Dodgers World Series team in 1981, as he pitched in Game 1 and 5 against the New York Yankees. Royce also appeared in 2 National League Championship Series as a member of the Pittsburgh Pirates in the 70s. Along with being at Rittner's Hall of Fame, Royce was enshrined in the Missouri State Hall of Fame in January of 2016.
I would have never made it had it not been for a number of people in the Overland, St. Anne, St. John's area.
We asked Royce how he got his pitching career started.
I took a look, and the only positions that a left-hander could play would have been any of the 3 outfield positions, first base, or pitcher. And all of my other classmates from that time took those positions, and I also saw the other guys that were at the other positions, and I realized that if I was going to make that team, it would have to be as a pitcher. So that's when my pitching career was born.
We talked to Roos's coach at the time, Coach Ingrid, and he had a comment on when Roos became the number one pitcher on the staff for the Husky Boys varsity baseball team.
Well, he was a senior, that he was the number one pitcher on the staff. That's hard to believe.
We asked Royce and Coach Ingrid if and when did he have potential to play in the majors.
Yeah, he had a lot of potential. He was very intelligent.
Royce talked to us about the major league teams that would come and scout him.
Mets were there a lot. Boston was there.
We followed up that question by asking him how it felt to play in the majors.
I was a major league baseball player. I was living a dream.
Coach Ingrid and Royce had some advice for today's players.
You enjoy what you're doing, you'll do it better.
The players of today, enjoy yourself, make it fun, because it goes by a lot faster than you realize. And enjoy yourself and put your mark on today's game, just like the players who preceded you put their mark on the time that they played. You know, for the players in baseball, according to all reports that I read, is doing better than ever. Today is the golden age of baseball because it's never been better.
We thank Jerry Royce and Coach Ingrid for their time.
I'm Dimitri Perizzo.
And I'm Dylan Evans.
And you are listening to KRHS 90.1 FM radio.